Delaware lawmakers could pass legislation reversing a county council zoning decision related to an offshore wind project. From our Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
State lawmakers don't usually get involved with local zoning approvals, but Sussex County's denial last year of a substation permit put a $128 million offshore wind energy project in jeopardy. Legislation considered in a Senate committee would retroactively reverse that. Georgetown Republican Senator Brian Pettyjohn says that's a slippery slope.
If the state doesn't like what a county does, then we're just going to go ahead and pass a piece of legislation to override it. And that is not the way things should work here in Delaware.
Supporters of the legislation say it's not about zoning decisions, it's about rising utility bills. Delaware gets most of its energy from other states. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Hill Friedman World Academy has its own record label. This year it's funded by musician John Legend and Philadelphia Eagle Jordan Mailata. The school released its seventh album called Heart and Soul last month.
Legend has a history with Hill Friedman. His Get Lifted film company worked with HBO to create and release a 2023 documentary about the record label called Stand Up and Shout, Songs from a Philly High School. Ezekiel Thurman, the music technology teacher at the school, founded the label in 2016 and was deeply involved in the HBO documentary.
The HBO documentary was, you know, the experience of a lifetime.
The film explores the transformative power of music and how arts education can be a source of hope and healing, according to HBO. Stephen Williams, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania's two senators met on stage Monday hashing out partisan differences. For WHYY, Chris Potter says they had a hard time finding them.
Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dave McCormick voiced disagreement on only one issue during the half-hour forum. Fetterman said a GOP spending plan could imperil the social safety net, but he said McCormick wasn't a bad person for supporting it. Fetterman praised Donald Trump for pushing Nippon Steel to sweeten its offer for U.S. steel, while he faulted Democrats on issues such as immigration. McCormick stuck with his party, saving his criticisms for former President Joe Biden. The event was broadcast by Fox News from Boston, 2 months after the men canceled a joint appearance in Pittsburgh amid criticism from Democrats. News stories since then have reported that Fetterman often skips votes in committee hearings. On Monday, Fetterman argued the criticism stems from his support of Israel and break with party orthodoxy.
That's WHYY's Chris Potter. Sunshine hazy, a high of 83, clear tonight with temperatures down to 60, sunshine warm Wednesday, high 88.